The first gallery is Europe and the World 1600 to 1720. It's by the steps to the main entrance, room 7. Here, the journey through Europe begins with Baroque art and design. This style, with its new sense of magnificence, movement and drama, is epitomised by Bernini's imposing Neptune and Triton sculpture. You can hear about this in another audio track. At the other end of the gallery, adjacent to room 6, is a display that focuses on overseas trade. 1600 to 1720 was a period of early globalisation in which imported goods and materials changed the way Europeans lived. Colonisation and the transatlantic slave trade gathered momentum, bringing sugar, cotton and chocolate to European homes. Materials such as lacquer, porcelain and ivory were seen as exotic and highly desirable. Other displays show how the art and design of 17th century Europe were shaped by religious belief. A large display in front of the windows presents Catholic imagery, both in Europe and overseas. Nearby is a display on Judaism. On the other side of the room, you can see Dutch domesticity, which is marked by a Protestant ethos.